The Syrian president says the ultimate goal of Damascus is to restore state authority in the country's northeast, which came under Turkey's attacks earlier this month. In an interview with Syrian media, Bashar al-Assad said that Russia-Turkey deal to drive out Kurdish militants from the area will help Damascus achieve that goal. Assad, however, added that Damascus will not demand that armed groups in northeast Syria hand over their weapons immediately. The Syrian president noted the withdrawal of Kurdish militia from the area is in coordination with the Syrian army. Assad also said that major battles to regain the terrorist-held province of Idlib have ended and that Damascus will resort to other means to restore stability in that area. And joining us now to Berkeley, California, is Paul Lurudi, is from the Syria Solidarity Movement. Hello, Paul. Pleasure to have you back on Press TV. Your thoughts on Bashar al-Assad's remarks?
Well, his remarks should come as no surprise to the Syrian people or anyone else. This is the same policy that the government and the army have followed in the liberation of the other parts of Syria, including, for example, Aleppo. The people of West Aleppo really wanted the army to go into the terrorist-held section of Aleppo for a long time because they were suffering. But the Syrian army was very cautious about going in, trying to minimize loss of life to the people in that area and to their own military, and to try to resolve it in a way that restores the unity of the Syrian people as well. And I think it sounds like that's the plan that President Assad has in this case as well, both for the northeastern section of the country and for the province of Idlib.
And do you detect anything within his words that there was an ultimate confrontation inevitable at the northern border with Turkey?
I don't. He, of course, wants everyone to be prepared for potential confrontation. But I honestly think that the Russian diplomacy has been very good in this case in getting the Turks to find a non-violent or a less violent, let's say, solution to the problem that will restore Syrian sovereignty while also taking care of Turkey's concerns about being raided, having attacks from Syrian territory or from persons in Syrian territory. So I think that by preventing any attacks on Turkey from any individuals or any groups, that this will help to remove Turkey's concerns. Now, Turkey has other concerns, such as the resettlement of the Syrian refugees that are currently in Turkey and so forth. But I think that it might be possible to come to an agreement on that, in which case there's no reason for Turkey to be involved in fighting with Syria. The only concern will be the terrorists, the remaining terrorists. And it sounds like the Syrian government, with the help of the Russians and their Iranian allies as well, all their allies, Hezbollah, are willing to undertake to eliminate the terrorist threat, possibly with the help of the Turks, at least in terms of not supplying them with weapons or something like this. So I don't know. I think there's reason to be optimistic.